Amen. We are so glad to have Dr. Sue with us. Dr. Sue, some of you were not here last night. And Dr. Sue is one of our online Bible school students. And he has been a wonderful friend, brother in the Lord, and a great partner in the ministry in the Lord. And he has a tremendous love for the Lord, and God has done many miracles in his life. Last night he shared about how the Lord has healed him completely of cancer and eliminated it until it's way impossible that the cancer cell level is below even what the medical doctors say is medically possible. And also the Lord has touched him in many other areas, and he has a tremendous testimony to share of all that the Lord has done. So I let him continue to share part two of his testimony today. And let's give Jesus a good clap offering as Dr. Sue comes and shares his testimony. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. And I'm just honored to come here to share my testimony. The last time I did it was in Sydney last year. And then a few months before that, I was in Melbourne. So this is the third time I'm sharing in front of a big congregation. Although I share my testimony to my brothers and sisters in Christ in the home care groups, and now I'm here by the grace of God. So I just want to thank the Lord. So I just want to say a short prayer, Lord, and just come to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, that you have brought me here, Lord, by your divine grace and your mercy and your love for all of us and your love for me. Father, our lives depend on you. And Lord Jesus, without you we can do nothing. So you are indeed our true vine. And we are one of your branches. Lord, we cling on to you, we adhere to you. From you come all the sources of life, of all good things, Lord, coming from you. So Father, I'm going to give you thanks today for what you have done in our lives, for what we are about to do, and what you have done, and you are doing, and what you are about to do. Father, we give you thanks, give you praise, for you have sent your Son Jesus to die for us at the cross. Father, we are so grateful. We are so thankful for your great love for us. So Father, for my brothers and sisters in here right now, Father, I pray that, Lord, your word says, Lord, your eyes are searching to and fro across all the earth, looking for those whose hearts are loyal towards you. So you show yourself strong in those whose hearts are loyal towards you. Father, I pray that each and every one of us, our hearts are loyal towards you. So you can show yourself strong in us. Lord Jesus, in our weaknesses, your strength will be made perfect. So I thank you and praise you and honor you and give you all the glory, all the worship in Jesus' name. Amen. I was sharing about last evening, reading a Lord is doing some miracle in my life. And in the year 2007, which is not that long ago, in the month of April, I was in Sydney visiting my daughter. And for some reason, on that night, I felt a severe pain in my back. And, that was painful. And the pain got worse. And I just couldn't even get up, no? So I just prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, what's going on? I couldn't bear with the pain. And I just cried out to the Lord and prayed. And I was so bad that my son-in-law had to drive me to the hospital in a wheelchair. I was in a wheelchair. And for 3 days I was in hospital. And the CT scan showed that I had a prolapsed disc. And the lumbar disc is situated here. The lower end, between lumbar 5 and sacral 1. And the scan showed that the disc came out and pressing on a nerve and causing severe pain right down to my backside, down to my leg, and to my foot. And I spent 2 days in hospital. Then I decided to go back to Melbourne, where my hometown is. I'm a medical practitioner, and my son has to pick me up. And I came back in the wheelchair. I was in a lot of pain. And as usual, being a medical doctor, I take tablets and things like that, and, you know, it didn't help. And subsequently, I I just pray to the Lord. And every morning I will get up 4 o'clock in the morning. The pain is just so severe, I just cried out. And I said, Lord, I mean, I can't bear anymore. So weeks after weeks, no, that was about 3 to 4 weeks, I went to have acupuncture. I tried this, I tried that, I tried everything. And still I was in pain. I got pain relief for, say, 1 or 2 days, and back, you know, the pain came back again. So at one stage, I was desperate, and so I went to have another scan, an MRI, and this time it's worse. The disc came out and go backwards. More or less the whole disc came out and really pressing on the nerve. So I went to see a neurosurgeon, and I talked to him. I said, you're going to do something for me. And he says, okay, I tell you what, I'll give you 2 weeks. If you know better, you come back, I'll take up the disc for you. Okay, I said. All right. So I went home and I just prayed again to the Lord. And I was praying one day, you know, the Lord just, for some reason, the spirit in me sort of, yeah, you know that, you know, a couple of years back, you're listening to a tape by the late Derek Prince. And somebody gave me a tape. I just listened to it and then I put it away. So I desperately managed to find the tape back and just play it up. And it was about the anointing of Joshua and the prophet Elisha. And Joshua, in the book of Joshua chapter 8, verse 18, the following verses. You'd like to turn to your Bible quickly, those who were not here last night. The book of Joshua chapter 8, verse 18, and it says that he was battling against Ai, the enemy, and the Lord gave him victory. The anointing in that example is that the spear. I just read quickly that then the Lord said to Joshua, stretch up the spear that is in your right hand towards Ai, and I will give it into your hand. And Joshua stretched up the spear that was in his right, in his hand towards the city. And go from verses 19, 20, 21, 22, 24, 25, and 26. You see, 25 says, so it was that who fell that day, both men and women were 12,000 and all the people of Ai. For Joshua did not draw back his hand, which he stretched out the spear, until utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Now the lesson to learn from this is that the Lord gave you the anointing. In his example is the spear. And praise the Lord, he gave me the anointing that is his word, the word of the Lord. So actually, after having listened to the tape, I prayed and then asked my brothers and sisters in Christ, those who are firmly committed to me, I said, we're going to do what the Lord says in this book, in the example of Joshua. So I was praying, and they were praying for me to pray on that spot, you see, where the disc prolapsed. So this is a prayer, our prayer life, to be effective, has to be inspired by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Energized, enabled, empowered, and directed by a spirit. And it has to be aggressive, specific, right into that area, which I did. And with persistency and with perseverance. So that's what I did. Every day I did that. And those who were praying for me did the same thing. So I zeroed in on that spot where the disc was prolapsed. And being a doctor, I knew exactly where the spot was. And I specifically mentioned that spot. So I think this is a method. No, I mean, that's a lot. So show me this. And I had victory. The Lord gave me a breakthrough. Praise the Lord. And less than 2 weeks before I went back to see the surgeon, at first I was so bad, I couldn't even stand up for 3 minutes. I mean, I'm sorry I'm going to tell this. I went to the toilet, I'm going to sit down. I couldn't stand up. And when I took a shower, I got to sit down. And started to walk, you know, at first for 1 minute, and stand up and walk. Then every day I'm increasing my walking distance or time from 5 minutes to 10 minutes. And then as I press on, I can do it for half an hour, walking up and downstairs. And then after that, the pain was gone. Praise the Lord, and it really touched me. So actually what happened is that, as I prayed, I stretch off my hand. The anointing is in the what? In the word of God. The hand of the Lord is the power and authority of the Lord. That's the hand. And the anointing, in this case, the word of God, released by the Spirit living inside of us to bring forth the Rhema, to speak forth the word. So I keep on speaking forth the word, utterly, you know, utter forth his words with all boldness. And quoting from Acts chapter 4, can you turn to me? Chapter 4, verse 29 to 30, to 31. Acts chapter 4, verse 29 to 31. Now look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders may be done through the name of the holy servant Jesus. Hallelujah. That's exactly what it is. The word of God is so wonderful. I mean, you find this in the Old Testament and now in the New Testament. And not only that, no, examples you can find in Exodus, in the rod of Moses, the rod of Aaron, given to him. And he just hold it on. The Lord asked to stretch out his hand, and the Red Sea was parted. And before I conclude, I want you to turn to the 2 Kings, chapter 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14 to 19. It's about Elisha given the anointing of the bow and arrow just before he died. King Joash was looking for him to help him to defeat Syria. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14 to 19. I just read the key verses. Verse 15. And Elisha said to him, said to King Joash, take a bow and some arrows. So he took himself a bow and some arrows. And then he said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow. So the anointing is in the bow and the arrow. So the king put his hand on it, on the bow, and drew the bow backwards. And Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. In our spot, I mean, Elisha was so powerful. You know, he can pass on the anointing, and you know, just by touching his hands. So the anointing of Elisha has gone to King Joash. So King Joash got the anointing. So and he said, open the east window. And he opened it. And Elisha said, then shoot. So they released the arrow, and he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For you must strike the Assyrians at Aphek till you have destroyed them. And then he said, verse 18, take the arrow so that he, so King Joash, he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground. So he struck the ground three times and he stopped. And the man of God was angry. Elijah was angry with him, and he said, you shall have struck five or six times, then you have struck Syria till you have destroyed it. But now you will strike Syria only three times. So complete victory wasn't given to Elijah. Now the lesson learned from this is this. When we pray for something, we have a bit of victory, we must continue doing it. We must persevere in prayers. Specific in prayer. And in all these two examples, the enemies have been completely and utterly destroyed. And this principle applies to everything else, especially in healing and sicknesses. So we must focus on the area. We must release what the word of the Lord gave us. Give us the word, we release it. Because we are inspired by the Spirit, led by the Spirit, empowered and energized by the Spirit. And then release this word. And we speak forth this word. Utterly, but with all boldness, we stretch forth. And then the Lord will do something. For sure. So the Lord will stretch forth his hand to heal. And on this area, I was healed. Totally and completely healed. And that's why I say signs and wonders will be done. Through the name of the holy servant Jesus. Praise the Lord. So may I encourage you, brothers and sisters in Christ, especially in the area of sickness and healing, don't give up. On looking back, I was thinking, I was in pain for about, 5 weeks, you know, 5 to 6 weeks. I was wondering what the Lord is doing. So as I looked back, you know, I was looking back you know, last year and year, you know, after that, I said, what's going on? Then I realized that the Lord was testing my patience and my faith. He just let it go. So that's why I said, don't give up. Never give up. For all you know, the Lord is testing you. The Lord will never forsake us. Never. Because He loves us. But sometimes the Lord wants to test us. So may I encourage you. You face any dire circumstances or situations in which you had great difficulties in overcoming, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. So I thank you for hearing me. I just pray for all of you. Just say a prayer. Heavenly Father, I will not thank you today that you give me the opportunity here to share my testimony to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Father, I bow my knees to you, God. I bow my knees to you. The God and Father, my Lord Jesus Christ, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named. Father, I just pray for my brothers and sisters here that you strengthen them with might according to your glorious riches by your Spirit, the inner man. That Christ may dwell in their hearts through faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in His love, be able to comprehend with all the saints what's the width, what's the length, what's the depth, what's the height of the love of Christ which passes all knowledge. And Father God, you fill us with the fullness of God. And Lord, I know you are able to do abundantly and exceedingly above all we ask or think according to the power within us. The God be the glory by the church through Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen.
Dr. Sir. Praise God. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer before the word.